Let's look at site of service and the associated coding and payment levels. All providers of care, including hospitals, ACSs, OBLs, and physicians, use ICD-10 diagnosis codes to identify a patient's diagnosis that required medical treatment. The ICD-10 diagnosis code is paired with an ICD-10 procedure code to describe any and all procedures provided to that patient during an inpatient hospital stay. The diagnosis and procedure codes are assigned a diagnosis-related group, or DRG. The hospital receives one payment for each patient based on the DRG. In addition to the hospital DRG payment, the physician performing the procedure or service receives separate payment for services performed during the patient's stay. Physician payment is based on a RVU-based methodology, which will be discussed later in this presentation. The next site of service we will discuss is the hospital outpatient setting. In this setting, a hospital uses ICD-10 diagnosis codes to describe the patient's diagnosis and CPT procedure codes to identify services or procedures performed in the hospital outpatient setting. HCPCS, or HCPCS, codes are used to describe any devices used during a procedure. Each CPT procedure code is assigned to a Medicare APC, or Ambulatory Payment Classification, which is sort of a mini DRG. Like DRGs, each APC has an associated payment amount, and separate payment is made to the physician for services or procedures performed. As we have discussed, physicians are paid separately from and in addition to the hospital payment. Physicians are paid based on CPT procedure codes. These CPT procedure codes have established RVUs, or relative value units, that are assigned a weight, which are then assigned a payment value under the Medicare physician fee schedule. A physician who provides services in a facility setting, such as a hospital, receives a facility payment. The physician who renders services in their office or OBL setting receives a non-facility payment. This payment is inclusive of both their professional fees as well as their facility costs. Cardiac catheterization procedures are payable in the OBL. However, coronary interventions are not payable in the office setting.